the MPD, I think they did a really good job. You know, we had tens of thousands of folks that came into the city yesterday. They marched from Freedom Plaza up to the Supreme Court. There were some skirmishes throughout the day. One skirmish in particular drew a lot of attention. We had an assault at 17th and I Street where it looked like there was a man that was pretty significantly injured. He had blood on his face. We made a number of arrests on that scene. And at the end of the day, we ended up with 21 arrests throughout the event. We recovered 8 firearms. 4 of the arrests were firearm related. So I think all in all, I have to say that MPD did a really good job. And I also asked folks if they're out there and they were the victim of an assault, something of that nature, please report it to us. We're going to still continue to go through any video that we see out there. And if there were people involved in hurting somebody else, we're going to take that very seriously and see if we can't get to the bottom of it.
Do you anticipate that more arrests could be coming?
Well, you know, if we do have video and we can identify people that were involved in illegal behavior, we will make more arrests. At this point, I think we did a pretty good job. We got to most of the skirmishes relatively quickly. We were able to make arrests. You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, we had tens of thousands during the daylight hours. As it got into the evening hours after dark, we had a couple of groups out there that seemed kind of intent on getting together and having these altercations. And so it required our police officers to intervene, to get between them. I think it could have been a lot worse than it was, but thankfully, at the end of the day, I think we had a very, very good event.
The president went online to thank his supporters for aggressively fighting back against his critics, who he said attacked innocent supporters of his. And he told D.C. police, quote, to get going, do your job, and don't hold back. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'm not going to respond to that in particular. What I'll say is the Metropolitan Police Department is the best in the country at handling these kinds of things. The men and women of MPD did an excellent job yesterday under very, very difficult circumstances. What I would normally to say to critics is that, you know, if you think you can do a better job, we're hiring. But unfortunately, the D.C. Council cut our budget, and we won't be hiring for a while. But that's what I would normally say to folks who make those kind of criticisms of MPD.
And Chief, my final question, I'm sure you're expecting many more demonstrations of varying sizes over the next couple of months approaching Inauguration Day. Do you hold out any hope that the temperature might be dialed back at future demonstrations?
I do think that we're getting a sense that the outcome of the election is settling in with folks. You know, this happens every 4 years. Sometimes the incumbent wins, sometimes the incumbent doesn't win. There are people disappointed on each side, but I do think that, you know, in the United States, we've grown accustomed to these changes. So, you know, I will say what we always say, you know, you can be disappointed, but please don't let that disappointment turn into violence. We can't have that in the district or anywhere in our country. It's unproductive and it's unnecessary.